When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero-guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no-shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day. Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian. All right, who has not taken advantage of the week free trial of the fitness app yet? Check it out. It is a one-stop shop for all your fitness, nutrition, and wellness needs. Custom meal plans, personalized workout programs, meditations, sleep programs, community, support, and so much more. You can use it on any device, anywhere, any place, anytime. No equipment needed, or all the equipment in the world is in there. There's yoga, there's kickboxing, there's audio-only workouts, there's HIIT training, weight loss programs, prenatal programs. Anything and everything you can think of is in the fitness app. And if you go to thefitnessapp.com/podcastdeal, you can get 25% off an annual subscription for $89.99 a year. So check it out and start your free trial today.
Welcome to Keeping It Real Conversations with Jillian Michaels.
All right, team. How are we? How's everybody hanging in there in 2022? I know we've talked about this and everybody's going through hard times. So my hope is you guys are doing okay. That's what I am hoping, is that you're putting one foot in front of the other. And I have something I want to talk about today. Are you surprised, Schminder Doodle Beans? Oh my God, you guys. Woo! This is interesting. I was going back. I had something with work where I had to kind of travel back in time into the, 2008, 2009, 2010 time period. And I ended up having to read these different articles that, had to do with this project that we're still dealing with. And one was a New York Times piece on me, right? And listen, there was full of criticism. Don't get me wrong, because God forbid anybody ever just said anything nice. But this woman, the journalist on this, it was like a, character piece. I have no idea. It was some sort of article about me. This woman wrote this whole piece in the New York Times on me. And she talked about how are you ready for this, Cindy? I was the face, not of body positivity, because that's a recent thing, but of kind of this love yourself as you are, no shame in being overweight. And I thought, my God, right? And this is the same conversation that I've had with a lot of my friends recently who feel like, they're like, oh, Jill, you've changed. I'm like, I haven't changed. the world is shifting around me, which I think you and I have touched on.
Yeah.
But what I mean is that Jillian Michaels, the trainer, has not changed. I have not changed. I mean, I've learned new things about diet and exercise. But what's so crazy is that a decade ago, I was the face. I don't want to say body positivity, because that's like I said, a totally different thing. But I was the face of no shame in obesity. I was the one that had that message of doesn't matter where you're at. There's no shame in it. There's no self-loathing in it. The key is that you take responsibility where you can and you love yourself enough, right? It was the love your workout because you love your body, not because you hate it. And nowadays, for so many people, I won't say so many, I'll say like the extraordinarily woke side of the spectrum, but they've got a very loud voice. I'm the opposite. I'm considered like the fat shaming bitch who, you know, is a sick diet, toxic diet culture. And it's like diet, toxic diet culture. I've never promoted fasts. I've never promoted starvation. It's always been common sense. Eat less, move more, which is the simple science of it, right? Is now a dirty thing to say, talking about eating less. Like, how dare you? And I just thought, my God, how did I become? In one, because I, like I said, I haven't changed. At one time, not so long ago, the face of empowerment, let's use that word, for people that were overweight, unhealthy, downtrodden, had been victims of life's hardships, right? And I was the one that was like, I don't care what's happened to you. It's never too late. You do have the power. You are in control. You are worth it. To a quote fat shamer, which by the way, if I was to, and you won't bring these people on the show. I keep asking Cindy to bring some of these people on the show because
we got somebody, if it was somebody like legit and not
they never
just,
come on the show. That's what's so funny is they'll
write
these
articles.
Usually
nobody who's like just writing an opinion piece for some website nobody ever goes to.
I know that, but I'm fascinated to say like, where can they find me? I just want to get someone like where I can corner them and be like, okay, show me what I said that's fat shaming. Go ahead. That I didn't want Lizzo to die of diabetes. Really? I don't want her to die of diabetes. Sorry. I don't know who would.
You're clickbait, you know? So if somebody puts your name in the title of their article, bam, they'll get people click on it like, oh, what'd she do now? Or, I believe in her. Let's see what this says.
Well, so, believe it or not, this isn't about me. This is, even though it sounds like it's about to be about me, it's actually not about me.
No,
it's looking at this concept of radical self-acceptance. And I don't agree. I don't even understand the concept. Just the word acceptance alone signals defeat.
See, so, I don't look at acceptance that way.
You don't?
I think of acceptance as sort of a accepting what is.
The things you can't change.
And
that's
then,
different.
Well,
you can change obesity.
But it's accepting something and then adding to it. So it's
that's
like,
not what this, that is not what this movement is about. It is about radical self-acceptance. There is no add to it, to the point that, you know, we're denying that obesity is unhealthy. And if you say it is, you're a fat shamer. Whereas the irony here is saying, okay, listen, smoking is unhealthy. Fast food is unhealthy. Obesity is unhealthy. Cocaine is unhealthy. It doesn't mean the person engaging in it is less than. And in fact, it means, as I've said before, we value you and want you to be healthy, to have the longest, best quality life. You are a human being put on this planet for a reason. I don't know that reason because I probably don't know you, but I personally believe that anybody and everybody who's here has a reason for being here. I believe that in my heart, right? That's my kind of, I don't ascribe to a religion, but subscribe to a religion. But for me and my belief system, I kind of think the universe is a miracle. All the things that had to happen so perfectly for the universe to exist and life to exist in it is, in my opinion, a miracle. I don't believe that it's all random. I think it's too perfect, and it had to be too perfect. Just the right amount of matter versus antimatter, so that, because the two annihilate each other, right? So if they were equal, there'd be nothing, no nothing left. Just the right speed of expansion after the Big Bang, because if it was just a little faster, everything would have blown apart. If it was a little slower, everything would have collapsed in on itself. And the list of miracles for the universe to exist and us to exist in it goes on and on and on. And so for me, I'm like, all right, I think that we are here for a reason. So believing that, I think we are all, well, we're not equal in our abilities, right? I don't play basketball like LeBron James. And, you know, LeBron James probably doesn't understand nutrition the way I do. I am not a mathematician, but, you know, I'm a pretty good writer. That mathematician might not be as good of a writer as me. And the list goes on. You know, like, we might not be equally talented, but I think we are equally worthy and equally deserving of fulfilling our purpose here and having all the great things life has to offer. It doesn't mean you won't have love and lose it. It doesn't mean you won't, loved ones won't die. It doesn't mean we won't get sick. It doesn't mean bad shit does not happen to good people, but it does mean that you can live a purpose-filled life that is passion-based and has quality. And at the end of it all, despite the good and despite the bad, you're like, man, that was a great ride. I think we all have that ability. And I think that obesity compromises that ride. It's one of many things, right? But this is my area of expertise, is helping people knock that shit off the block, not have to suffer from that. You don't need to suffer from it. You don't. I'm not saying it's going to be easy, but I am saying it's going to be possible. And I am saying you're going to be worth it. And that's always been my message. So accepting it, this is not the movement that's going on, Cindy. This is not the, if it was, then Jillian Michaels would not be a fat shamer in 2022. Whereas in 2012, she was, you know, Pied Piper to obese people. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm not saying everybody needs to love Jillian Michaels. People hated me back then too. But I'm saying this notion of radical self-acceptance, I don't agree with. It doesn't mean you don't love yourself. In fact, you love yourself. So you say, I am valuable and I can do more. I can be more. I can have more. I'm worthy of it and I'm capable of doing it. But there's this notion that, so I'll give you an example. So I did this, this is a perfect example of what the heck I'm talking about. So I did this post on Instagram and it was a reel, it was a joke, right? And it was like, what the hell was it, Cindy? It was like, I'm not saying I'm a hero, but am I? I mean, yeah, maybe. And I was like showing women everywhere you can have abs in your 40s, right? And it actually got a ton of likes, did really well. But someone took the time to say all, to write a whole blog on, who has no degree in anything, by the way, is just a blogger. And Cindy happened to find out was a musician, not even a health and fit, to write down all the reasons why you cannot have abs in your 40s. And I just was like, oh my, from hormones to prescription drugs, and the list goes on, genetics. And she was wrong on every front. But I thought, why in the name of God? And I was like, oh, I get it. You feel like you can't do it, so you're going to tell me I'm wrong. But you obviously care, or you wouldn't feel the need to say you're wrong and you're making false promises. Does that make sense? Like, why are you telling people?
Because
you can't do something. Why would you do it? It's actually absolutely not true. I've been doing this for three decades. I've never met a person who was dedicated that I couldn't help achieve that goal. Like a six pack. I mean, I don't even have a six pack, but I have a flat stomach. You know, now, do you need a flat stomach? No, but if somebody wants one, why not? There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Now, cellulite, you can't fix. That would have been a dirty lie. But I just don't understand why. I think what happens is people feel like they can't do it. So it's like, I can't do it. And instead of looking at my own feelings of ability and worth, I'm going to accept what I think are my shortcomings when they're actually not. So
I think there's a very important distinction that I don't know about any movement or anything like that, but there's acceptance and then there's complacency and there's just giving up and there's just.
Obesity should never be accepted. Look, something that kills you that can be changed, you don't accept. Being gay, I mean, I accept being gay. It's like, it is what it is, right? Like, I to for let that, I do I give up on not being gay? Yes, I give up. I give up on not being gay. I have embraced it. It's fine. It is what it is. You know, I give up on the fact that I'm never going to be taller than 5'3". But radical self-acceptance of things that are hurting you, that you have the capability to change. You can say, it's not hurting you, but it is hurting you. It's hurting you. If I took you to the doctor, I guarantee you that obesity will take, if you're lucky, at the best case scenario, 10 years off your life. Best case. And it comes with a host of stuff that isn't fun. From a glaucoma to erectile dysfunction to, you know, plaque in the brain that contributes to things like Alzheimer's. That accelerates dementia. I mean, are you like, this is not a good time. And I want people to get past self-acceptance. Getting anything in life is an uphill battle, right? It takes work. Nobody falls uphill. It doesn't happen by accident. You got to make the decision to march your ass up a hill and do the work. And my message is that this is not something you should not accept things in life that deliver you any less than you deserve. That's my position. And this isn't about accepting someone else's lifestyle. This is about you. This is about making changes in your life. And I'm anti accepting anything that isn't everything you're capable of and deserving of.
All right, everyone knows by now how much I love Skims underwear because I mentioned them a ton and I've been wearing them forever. I mean, I guess specifically a year and change. That's like forever in my life. If I can stick with something for longer than 30 days, it's forever. So this is big for me. And let me tell you, they are worth the hype, from the support they give to their amazing shape. And best of all, they're super comfortable. Whether it's the weightless scoop bra, the fits everybody plunge bra, the fits everybody t-shirt bra. I just get them in sand. You don't see them under anything at all. They're awesome. They're comfortable. I don't even realize I'm wearing them. They go with everything. So shop Skims bras at skims.com now. Available in 62 sizes from 38 to 46H. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. So after you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Soup or salad? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From your online start to your first million orders, Shopify's there to help you grow. No matter what your product is, they can help you sell it everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, Shopify can help you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average than other leading commerce platforms. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Jillian, all lowercase. Just go to shopify.com/Jillian now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Jillian.
All right, we're back. And you know what? I thought I would take on that article that I mentioned, because why not? You know what? This woman is not the only person to say these things. I've encountered a lot of angry women, and it's only women, by the way. It's never men. who come at me with the same excuses. And I'm going to say they are in large part excuses. So let's start with the first one. Genes, genetics. Now, I've tackled this one ad nauseum over the years, but I'm going to tackle it again. There is no question that some of us inherently have a faster metabolism, right? Some of us use more energy through basic involuntary functions, and we have a higher basal metabolic rate. We burn more calories in a day than some other people. I will use my ex as an example. My ex, Heidi, can eat anything she wants, and the woman has a hard time keeping weight on, right? Let alone gaining weight. And my son has the same metabolism. He is her genetic son, right? He's half Heidi, and he has her genes. Now, with that said, I don't have those genes. I do not have. My dad was overweight. I was an overweight kid. I am not the person who can eat whatever I want. Now, I can still be healthy in a worst case scenario. And what I mean by that is, let's say I didn't do everything I could to affect the expression of my genetics, which you can, right? Your genes express themselves in a way that is dynamic. So the way you live, the things you eat, the environment you're in, whether you're sleeping or not, how your stress level is, all these different things impact your genetics, how they express themselves. So there are certain things that if you're more prone, right, to breast cancer, that will turn that part of your genes on. There are certain things in some people, green tea, for example, can turn that little gene off. And we're learning that stuff right now. But the bottom line is, using common sense with your food choices, exercising, having a good social life, managing your stress, removing environmental toxins, all of these things make your genes express themselves in the most positive way possible. So you can take a slower metabolism and you can get a bit more out of it, right? By tweaking the expression of your genetics through the things I've mentioned and more. But let's say I couldn't, then I'm just doomed, all right? It just means Heidi can eat 3,000 calories a day and I can't. Is it fair? No, life's not fair. But if I eat less food, I will not gain weight. You cannot, it's just not possible to gain weight in a vacuum. And what I mean is fat just doesn't appear in your fat cells. You have to consume the energy, calories are units of energy. And then if you do not burn off that energy through involuntary bodily functions like breathing or hair growing, things of that nature, right? If you just sat on the couch for your heart to beat and all the things that happen without you thinking about it to keep you alive, and through your daily activity of walking the dog or, whatever you're doing at your job, anything you do, getting up and putting the groceries away, and then you have exercise. So all of these different components determine how much energy you burn in a day. So if you're eating more energy than you're burning in a day, your body's going to take that energy and it's going to store it in your fat cells. Fat just doesn't appear there. It doesn't. So while you might say, I have a slow metabolism, it's genetic. My base metabolic rate is 1,400 calories. I can beat it by affecting the expression of my genetics, by getting more of a burn through exercise, but I don't get to eat whatever I want. But I can still be healthy and fit and strong and get a great report on my physical every year. So the genetics thing, forget it. It's just not an excuse. Then the second one is your gut health is out of whack. Okay. So there's a lot you can do on this front as well, but you got to ask, why is your gut health out of whack? Now, it gets out of whack from eating non-organic food that has pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, from taking antibiotics, from eating garbage with fake sugars, fake fats. All of that can be impacted. It gets out of whack because we don't replenish those good microbes, the soil-based microbes from eating organic food, washed in, just clean, regular water, from eating fermented foods like kefir and miso and kimchi and Greek yogurt,
from supplementing with human resident strain probiotics, which I mean, I've talked about a million times. You guys know, if you're like, I don't know what that is. Alaya Naturals is a human resident strain probiotic. Their symbiotic product is all human resident strains. So you can replenish the microbes in your gut, and then you can eat prebiotic fiber, which is honestly whole grains, fruits, vegetables, beans, legumes. Avoid taking antibiotics unless it's absolutely necessary, right? Don't just take an antibiotic for a cold. Avoid it if a systemic antibiotics, if whenever possible. Try to avoid things that are heavily sprayed with herbicides, fungicides, pesticides, which would be thin-skinned fruits and vegetables. So Google the Dirty Dozen, and you can get your gut health into shape. You can. And yeah, some of it is genetic. The hope is that you would get great microbes in utero from mom, and mom might not have a great microbiome, a good healthy microbiome. But as I said, over time, you can nourish it and build up your microbiome. It's just ridiculous to think that you can't. And while your gut health can impact your body's hormonal response to food, there are actually some great studies out there. And one I've talked about before on the show is two twins that are both healthy, but have a different hormonal response to food. And this is because they have a different microbiome, but both are still fit and healthy. Just certain foods make one release insulin more quickly than the other. And this is, like I said, this is dynamic. You can impact this. And I've never met a person who's obese because they've got a whacked out microbiome. Now, it can cause all kinds of health problems, and it can definitely slow your metabolism and a fast metabolism. This is why they're talking about fecal transplants, right? Which we talked about with Dr. Sabine Hazan. But as mentioned, again, not an excuse that would hold you back. Okay, what do we got next? Hormones. My God, have I heard this one. And ended up getting attacked by some woman on Twitter. She's like, you don't know anything, and I have PCOS. And then I sent her this article that I did all about PCOS, because, you know, I had PCOS as a kid. Yeah. I went to the hospital with a cyst that burst when I was 16 years old. I say as a kid because I haven't had any issues in decades. But I had PCOS. I have nodules all over my thyroid. I was hypothyroid. So, and don't forget, I ate like shit as a kid. I was overweight, which is why I ate nothing but processed crap. I would sit on the roof and eat a pizza. I would go to Taco Bell for lunch, you know, like in high school. I mean, I was a mess. I was eating nothing but crap. Even when, by the way, I got more fit, I still had these problems because I was still eating garbage. So I was thinner than strong, but still eating shit. I thought fat made you fat. Then I thought carbs made you fat. It took me forever to figure out calories make you fat. But then when I figured that out, I was still eating a bunch of processed diet food, which was extremely bad. Oof. So, oh dude, just piles of sucralose and fake diet, fake eggs, egg beater. I don't even know what that
is. I just looked up the ingredients on baked potato chips when we were in the supermarket the other day. And I was like, oh, hell, forget it. There's so much. There was like dextrose, cornstarch,
garbage,
corn sugar. I mean, I was like, yep. Just have the fried ones and don't have as many. My God, it was just.
Organic potato chips.
Yeah, just an organic potato chip.
Don't eat as many. You got it. That's exactly right. And I wrote a whole, and what's the funniest part is I get this one a lot, right? The hormones. She says stupid. Let me say this again. I wrote a monster bestseller 2 decades ago about this. I was way ahead of the curve, called Master Your Metabolism. Might not have been 2 decades. Might have been 15 years ago, with a board certified endocrinologist looking at all of this stuff. So if you have hormonal imbalances, there are things they can give you for your thyroid and for people who have type 2 diabetes, like metformin, to help you break that cycle as you're eating better and exercising more. But again, you can impact your hormones and your metabolism through the following. Number one, sleep. Get 7 to 8 hours of sleep. Number two, common sense with your food choices. Avoid non-organic foods. Eat fermented foods to nourish your microbiome with fiber, as we talked about. Clean diet. Don't overeat. Number three, avoid endocrine disrupting chemicals. And this means chemicals in the environment that mimic certain hormones or block your body's ability to create certain hormones, put certain hormones to work. Xenoestrogens, you guys have heard that term. This is simple. Okay. Go green with your clothing detergent and your dishwashing soap and your shampoo and your beauty products whenever possible. It doesn't have to be perfect, but I'm looking at my kitchen right now and I've got seventh generation disinfectant wipes and Dr. Bronner's kitchen soap and Honest Company's detergent. So they remove a lot of these endocrine disrupting chemicals, which helps you to stabilize your hormones. Exercise helps you to stabilize your hormones. Then there are certain herbs and supplements you can take that will help to stabilize your hormones. There's a lot you can do. Go to the doctor, have your doctor look at your, go to an endocrinologist. This is, again, not a foregone conclusion. And I'm not on medication for PCOS and I am not on medication for hypothyroidism. Now, I'm not saying you won't need it. I'm telling you, if you cannot handle it the ways that I talked about, right? By eating clean, getting your sleep, managing your stress, removing chemicals from the environment, if all that stuff doesn't work, if you read Master Your Metabolism, take it out for free at the library. If it doesn't work for you after 3 months and you're like, I'm not going to a library, take it out from a library app, okay? If it doesn't work for you, go to the doctor. They can put you on something to help you get on track. That's a ridiculous excuse. And even thyroid, it's like, well, okay, I'm 100 pounds overweight. Okay, my thyroid. No, thyroid's like 15 pounds, not 100 pounds. It's not the truth. These things can make it harder, but not impossible, guys. I mean, I don't love this notion that it's like, I have PCOS and therefore I'm screwed. I have my genetics and therefore I'm screwed. My microbiome's messed up and therefore I'm screwed. So I accept it. Oh, radically. No, if you want to accept it, I mean, all right, whatever. You know, I'm here for the people that want more. But I refuse to allow people to put this into the world because they feel defeated and they don't have the bandwidth or the confidence in their ability to tackle these issues. Oh, and here's another one that I forgot to mention. Sorry. The other one was medication. I'm on medication and I can't lose weight. It's very rare that this is an issue. There are certain, and by the way, these are suggestions. So there are not suggestions. There are theories that haven't been proven in most cases. So for example, antihistamines. They don't know if there's a mechanism that links antihistamines to weight gain. They've seen some studies where people who are on antihistamines for a long period of time, significantly and chronically, like all the time, had a higher BMI than people that weren't on them all the time. Some of the theories, the hypothesis on this would be that because antihistamines make you tired, I'm not kidding. I've read many studies on this. Or maybe because they make you tired, you're burning less energy in a day because you're less active. Or, you know, histamines can signal feelings of fullness. So if you're on antihistamines, maybe they're impairing that feeling of fullness and this causes you to eat more. But by the way, what's the key? Hold on. What I just say, what does it all go back to? Eating more than you normally would and moving less than you normally would. So if antihistamine is affecting your behavior, I mean, it's something to be mindful of. And if you can work on the behavior and still control how much you're consuming and how much you're moving. And again, it's not proven, by the way, but if that's the case, and I don't know how many people live on antihistamines chronically, I guess if you have severe allergies, but I would say, go to an allergy doctor. You're like, oh, this sounds, and I don't want excuses. I'm not here for the excuses of it's expensive. I don't want to fucking hear it, you guys. I don't. This isn't a bargaining game. If you want a solution, you go to the allergy doctor. Then you start taking allergy shots. I had allergies as a kid, and I you know, took allergy shots. I will take the occasional Benadryl if I have a reaction to something. But, you know, who is living? If you have allergies that bad that you're living on antihistamines, I think you need to see an allergist. Antidepressants and antipsychotics. Okay, if you're on an antipsychotic, I doubt you're thinking about weight loss. But if you're on an antidepressant, there are, by the way, a host of alternatives that are not connected in any way to weight gain, and in fact are connected to weight loss. So things like Wellbutrin, it's arguable can actually contribute to weight loss as opposed to weight gain. If something like Zoloft, and I've taken Zoloft, by the way, twice in my life, which I've talked about, once when I was 27 and once when I was getting a divorce from Heidi and I did not gain weight. So it's like, oh, well, you know, you're different. Who knows? If you are gaining weight from your antidepressant, talk to your doctor, because there are, which, by the way, why? What would be the mechanism? Regulation of appetite. Once again, do they cause you to overeat? So if this is an issue, talk to your doctor about an alternate type of medication. Okay, what about corticosteroids? I've taken corticosteroids for my back. I mean, I did not gain weight. I broke my spine last year, fractured my spine, 3 herniated discs. I had to go on 3 cycles of corticosteroids and had them injected directly into my spine, but had them systemically, took those little packets of prednisone. No, they're not good for you. They can cause water retention. They can make you gain. I mean, I do know people that have had to live on them for a very long time with conditions like fibromyalgia, and they can make you hold 5 to 10 extra pounds, but you're not looking at 50 pounds. You're not. And hopefully you can't live on these things forever. So hopefully you're going to get off of these things after whatever condition they are treating has been treated. You can't subsist on corticosteroids for an extended period of time. It's very, very bad for you. Certain things like epilepsy medication. I mean, if you have epilepsy, there are, I don't touch this. I don't know anything about epilepsy, but I do know that there are many different ways to approach epilepsy. And I'm not purporting that any of these are solutions or to be an expert on this at all, but I would highly suggest looking into diet changes, because one of the things that people talk about, one of the benefits of things like keto is keeping insulin levels down. Supposedly it can help with things like epilepsy or things like CBD. There are many different ways forward with this. Talk to an expert if it's causing you to gain a ton of weight. Oh, the birth control pill. There are so many different kinds of birth control pills now. Talk to your doctor. Have them put you on a different pill. Talk to your doctor. I hate this notion of it's out of my control. It's lost to me. It's not, guys. I've been on Zoloft. Okay. I had to go on corticosteroids. I had PCOS. I had I don't even know if I have any. My thyroid actually works fine. I don't take medication. I had hypothyroidism. I have nodules on my thyroid that I get checked every 6 months to make sure, you know, nothing's changing there. I am not a genetic specimen. In fact, I am prone to being overweight, and I was overweight as a kid. I am not special. I am not an athlete. I don't have any particular God-given physical talents or abilities. I am a short, squat person who used to be overweight that does not have a fast metabolism and has had the cards stacked against her. And if I can do it, anybody can do it. Not saying it's easy, but I am saying it's possible. All right, that's it. I'm done.
Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite.
By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
Okay, who's tired of fasting or cleanses that just leave you hungry and exhausted instead of rejuvenated and energized? Well, Prolon is the scientifically proven meal plan solution you've been waiting for. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making the cells believe they're fasting. Researched and developed for decades at the University of Southern California Longevity Institute and backed by leading U.S. medical centers, Prolon helps promote healthy blood sugar, support cardiovascular health, and reduce abdominal fat. But Prolon isn't a diet. Prolon is science, based on Nobel Prize-winning discoveries in medicine. And this all starts with Prolon's five-day program, snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. I did it for 5 days because I've had the absolute hardest time with straight fasts for even 24 hours, and it was a game changer for me. So right now, Prolon is offering Keeping It Real Conversations with Jillian Michaels listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Just go to prolonlife.com/Jillian. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian for this special offer. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, so we have some questions from social. What are the basic must-have supplements?
Ooh.
I like that.
I like that. Okay, let's see. The basic must-have supplements.
Where'd you go?
Can you hear me, though? I went to get my inhaler. Because you know that I still have this freaking cold?
Oh,
I went
wow.
to get my inhaler. Cindy, I've had this cold for a month. I haven't been sick since COVID, but I have had this damn cold for a month. Listen to this. Listen. Like, seriously? How in the wow. – and here, Jashanna gave it to me. I gave it to Phoenix. Phoenix gave it to Heidi. Heidi gave it to Lou.
My God.
And Heidi's like, does this ever end? I'm like, no. Wow. I'm so sorry. Like, a month. We've all had this thing for a month. It's not COVID.
Wow.
Because Dee had to have her gallbladder out. They tested her, and Heidi, you know, had to test Lou for summer camp. And I, you know, I had to test for the premiere of some movie that I had to get tested to go to. But by the way, COVID, I was sick for 2 days. This I've had for like, not quite. It's just ridiculous. Hold on.
Wow.
So now you'd think that I'd be hitting something I shouldn't be, but it's really just my inhaler. And, maybe this is too much information. I think I've talked about this before. I now have reactive airway because I had to run parts of that marathon during Biggest Loser with pneumonia. And my lungs have never been the same. This is why you don't do stupid shit.
Yeah.
What was it? My friend said this to me the other day. He's like, play stupid games, win stupid prizes. And it's it.
Wow, that's so true.
But I was like, I didn't want to play that stupid game. Lose my job. But it's nuts. It's like you know, I look at my life and the mistakes that I made with my health linger. Yeah. I fell off a horse at 35 And I've got a 50% tear on my infraspinatus, a 50% tear on my supraspinatus, calcification on the joint, I guess. When he looked at the MRI the most recently when I had it done, he's like, oh, you dislocated it. And I was like, no, I didn't. He's like, yeah, you did. So it's like, I fell off a horse. That's it. Shoulder done. You can do surgery, but it's like 6 months and no guarantee. Fell, smacked my back on the back of a bathtub. To quote my hero of all heroes, Dr. Stuart McGill, and I'm not kidding. He goes, listen, I have worked with some of the top athletes in the world, right? I've helped point guards, you know, I don't understand basketball that well, but he's like guard centers, you know, I guess the point guard's the little guy, the center's the big guy. He's like with, you know, exploding spines or however he put it. But he goes, you will never have your old back. Now, do I live pain-free? Yes, I do. You know, but you don't see me doing one-arm handstands anymore and crazy, crazy shit that I used to do on Instagram. I'm way, way, way more careful with the way that I train. But yeah, so, and it's just these things like, you know, you screw up your body. You don't think twice. Stupid, play stupid games, win stupid prizes. Be careful with your body, man, because this stuff isn't, it's not go get surgery and it's all better. You know, you mess something up on your body, it's not a car that goes to the body shop. It just, it isn't. You gotta be really careful. That's why I watch some of these athletes. Like, you've heard Nadal talk about how, you know, his foot is so screwed up. He's like the number one tennis player in the world and he'll hurt his foot and he can't walk for days. It sucks what happens to these pro athletes, but that's a totally separate convo. Anyway, what was I doing? Oh, supplements. Okay. Okay. So number one, please be careful with your body and don't take risks and, you know, do stupid things where you could get hurt because it's something that will hurt or compromise the quality of your life for the rest of your life. Okay. Supplements, I would start with the following. First, a symbiotic. And I say symbiotic because if you're going to take a probiotic, why not take it with prebiotics? It's just an added benefit. Like, why not do it? You could take probiotics and eat prebiotic fiber. But if you're supplementing, the goal is, you know, you want a prebiotic that has fiber for the little microbes. So when they, I'm trying to remember the name of this because Shauna Ryder, who owns Alaya, has educated me on this in depth, but it's like a time delayed capsule. So it gets all the way through the stomach to where it needs to be in the lower intestine, where the microbes need to be. And it breaks down there. But when they get released, you want them to have food. So why not take it with prebiotics? The postbiotic thing is baloney. Those are, I think, short chain fatty acids. And those exist when the microbes eat the prebiotics. So those are a foregone conclusion. If you're getting, there's just, you're wasting money on that. Don't bother. It's a waste of time. And I, like I said, I like human resonance strains because why are you going to spend all this money when you get a spoonful of yogurt? Like when you see things that have a gazillion CFUs of different microbes, it's usually, if you look on the back, it's usually acidophilus, which is super cheap food-based strain. So they're like, oh, we got a gazillion CFUs, but it's just a numbers game. It's kind of a trick of like a super cheap strain. So human resident strains are fantastic because they're the hardest to replenish. Food is the easiest and getting outside, going for hikes, eating, like I said, food from the farmer's market that is not, doesn't have pesticides, fungicides, herbicides, washed in water, no soap. You're going to get hopefully great microbes from the soil. So soil-based strains, food-based strains, supplement with human resonance strains. So that's a big one for me. And you guys know, like I said, I've talked about the Alaya Naturals symbiotic one that I love. But if you love another one, by all means, go for it. I invested in this company, all transparency. So do your own homework and pick one you love. But as I said, those are my kind of guidelines. The next thing that's really important, if you're getting enough of these, then you don't need to worry about it. But if you're not, you do need to worry about it. And that would be vitamin D, because I hide from the sun. I'm never in the sun. So, and it, also if you're Black, it's really important because Black people, as we all know, have more natural sunscreen. So they are actually inclined to have lower vitamin D levels. It's the only thing I can find that is literally their downfall of Black skin. Lou laughs at me because I'm like, your skin is perfect. I get very low vitamin D because, like I said, I hide from the sun because I don't want the skin damage. So when your doctor does your blood work, have them check for vitamin deficiencies. I probably should have said this first because they'll tell you, oh, you're deficient in folate. Oh, you're deficient in vitamin D. And then they will give you a prescription of that particular supplement and prescription dose, and they'll tell you how to take it. So my endocrinologist had given me, I think it was 25,000 milligrams of vitamin D that I was supposed to take once a week for 6 weeks or something. And then you'd be more than fine to take. Again, talk to your doctor, but to take D3 and K2 together, they work better together, 5,000 milligrams a day, but you can get too much vitamin D. So talk to your doctor. You'd be perfectly, perfectly, perfectly safe at 1,000 milligrams of D3 and K2. But again, talk to your doctor. Omega-3s, these are so damn great for you. They are just monstrously fantastic for your heart, for your brain, for your joints. But if you're eating wild-caught salmon and sardines and anchovies and mussels and clams and I'm going to tell you that you really do need the marine sources because contrary to popular belief, as we've talked about, you don't convert enough of the plant-based sources of the other two omegas into the third type of omega. So long story short, if you're not vegan, and even if you are vegan, how are you with krill? I mean, give it some serious thought to supplementing krill. Really should have it. It's just fantastic for your overall well-being. And what's great about krill is you don't have to worry about heavy metal, which these big predatory fish can have. You don't have to worry about it going, it spoiling or going bad because a lot of fish oil can go rancid, whereas krill oil is far less likely to do so, better for the environment. So if you get a ton of it, then this won't be a concern. But if you don't, I highly recommend a krill oil supplement. I'm just going over my essentials here. Let me think. The rest are not essentials, but I recommend them. So if you are not getting a ton of greens in your diet, I recommend a greens powder, organic, food-based. And there are plenty that have a great combination of things. So hang on. I happen to have it right here. Hold on a second. Hold on, Sydney. I know I walked away. So for example, this is the Alive Naturals greens powder, right? So you'd think I'd have this memorized by now. So organic green superfood blend, but it has adaptogens and antioxidants in it. So the great thing is I'm getting three things. I'm not supplementing three things. I get three things in one product. What I love about the greens is, like I said, if you're not diligent about getting your vegetables, and I am, I'm pretty good at it. Like, I make a concentrated effort. I got a vegetarian scramble the other day, and then I got mixed vegetables with shrimp and tomato sauce for lunch. And I can't remember what the heck. Oh, I had a pizza, but it was thin crust with squash blossoms, cherry tomatoes. So, like, I tried to make it, you know, better for you. I won't name names, but, you know, not like a good thin crust, cleaner, you know, olive oil, garlic. I make efforts. I really do, to get vegetables in every meal. And even still, I supplement it. Because a couple blood tests ago, a couple physicals ago, I was told that I had my folate was low. It's all leafy greens. I was like, wow, really? So I take that all the time. And then this is for you. This is up to you. I mean, I love this, but is it like, you know, fight cancer, change your life kind of supplement? No. this is, I want my hair to be healthier. I want my skin to hold up. And that's a collagen supplement. The one I take has MSM, glucosamine, chondroitin, which is also great for you. So again, I look for formulations that I kind of get a 2-in-1 or a 3-in-1, right? Because it's a pain in the ass to take antioxidants and adaptogens and greens. If I can get it into one, that makes me happy. Like I would take MSM, glucosamine, chondroitin for my joints, and because I wrote about it in the Six Keys, and there's research to show that it can help slow the aging process. But I have to take that, and then I got to take a call. It's too much. So for me, I like a collagen product, but it's a great product, but it's more of a vanity product. It's a my hair looks great today kind of product.
We moved off of the basic must-haves, and these are the
yeah. I mean, and then if you ask me about a multi, I mean, if you're gonna go with a multi, I would say just a very, very. I would take the multi if you're not taking all the other stuff. So if you're like, I can't deal with it, just give me a multi. Then I would take a really like high quality, spend the money, safety net multi that's all organic food based for the best bioavailability, third party tested. And that means I can't lie on the label. So for example, all of Elias products are third party tested. They're tested by the lab. I think it's Leaf, this company called Leaf actually that does Elias testing. But this way they can't like bullshit you about what's in the product, which is really important. That's another thing you want to look for. You want predominantly food-based, predominantly organic. I mean, when applicable, obviously. And you want third-party tested to make sure that what they say is in it is actually in it.
All right. Well, that's all the time we have today. So we will be talking to you next time.
All right, Schminderoni.
If you're enjoying the show, do us a big favor and subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts, because it just helps us get the show out there, get heard by more people. We'd really appreciate it.